We're talking today with Oklahoma State University Extension Grain Market Economist, Dr. Kim Anderson. Kim, we've got prospective plantings as well as grain stock reports out today from USDA. And these prospective plantings numbers are almost amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun to watch the market today. You've got the corn came out at 95.9 million acres. I mean, it was, you look last year, it was 91.9. You look at the highest trade estimate was 95.6, and the average of the trade estimates was 94.7. The soybeans, you know, they were expecting them to be 75.4 million acres. They came in at 73.9. The lowest of the grain analyst trade estimates was at 74, which is above the soybean estimate. Last year, we had 75 million acres of beans. You look at all wheat, the trade estimate expected 57.4 million acres. It came in at 55.9, well below that. The lowest trade estimate was 55.5, so it's slightly above that. And last year, 54.4, so the all wheat up 3%. Your winter wheat up 3%, but it was below the trade estimate, which was essentially 42 million acres, and it came in at 41.7. The spring acres, we've been watching that because what they'll do is they'll take the spring wheat with that higher protein, they'll blend it with the lower protein soft red wheats and compete with the hard wheat. Well, they were expecting 13.3 million acres. It came in at 12 million acres. It's less than last year, and you'll remember last year with all that flooding, they didn't get the spring wheat acres planted. So what we've seen is those spring wheat acres go to corn like they expected, but in much more volume.
I guess what I know that you had indicated in your conversation with Lindell this week on SunUp that when you push the pencil on corn profitability versus wheat profitability, it was pretty dramatic, and I guess a lot of those guys up in the Dakotas did that.
Yeah, those farmers are pretty smart. They can sniff out profit. I was looking at some budgets from North Dakota Extension, and they had about $130 to $135 an acre profit from corn and only $35 an acre profit from wheat. And so you just can't be surprised at the producers going with the corn, even if the corn doesn't turn out as well as they had hoped, even if the corn price goes lower than they expected. The profit, I mean, you can lose $100 an acre in corn still match what the profit is in the wheat. Of course, it takes a lot more investment to raise the corn, and so there's more risk in it if you lose a crop.
Kim, I know that it's obviously real early, but we'll have to watch and see how the markets themselves respond over the next few days. But you know, with this type of a corn number, obviously that first glance that looks fairly bearish on corn prices. We've got maybe some support for wheat, but a lot of times, you know, that relationship of corn versus wheat, we would see corn supporting or else pushing down wheat price. How's this all going to work out?
Well, I think it's going to work out the same way, is that wheat prices have been following corn. Corn has been the king. We've talked about that for the last year or so. We've been feeding wheat. I think with this many acres of corn, it's going to lower that corn price, but that corn's not going to be available for market until you get out into late August and September. And so I think we're still going to have some demand for our wheat as we go through harvest, and that our tight corn stocks that we have with the old crop that we have right now, I think will support our wheat prices. But once we get into that August, September, October time period, if this corn crop comes in as big as they're expecting it to be, that's going to be negative for wheat prices as we get out into the fall and winter.
Now, as far as our wheat guys are concerned, we're obviously seeing these wheat prices back up significantly as we start rounding toward harvest in the southern plains. Are you pretty well expecting now a wheat price at the gate, you know, at the elevator come June for harvest season, have a five in front of it?
Oh yeah, you know, I've been predicting $5.75 mid-June wheat prices in central Oklahoma since last August. I've been tempted to raise that several times. The market right now is getting, with the declining prices we've had earlier this week, you take about 55 cents off that July Kansas City Board of Trade contract price, and that'll get you down to right above six. I think with this report, your forward contract prices next week's going to be, you're going to have a five in front of it. And if we have good weather going on out, I will hope that we have $5.75 wheat in June.
All righty. Any advice as far as these guys, as far, you know, if they've not already contracted some wheat, what do? They just kind of sit tight at this point or what?
I think what they do at this time is do what it takes to get some wheat in the bin. If it looks, we've got a good crop, you know, watch the dockage and the foreign material, watch diseases, bugs. I think they got a, if they have to spend a little money to make sure they have something to sell, I think it's more important to have wheat to sell than it is to have a high price. And it's been my observations that most producers had rather have wheat to sell than with a low price than have very little wheat to sell with a high price.
Thank you, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist at Oklahoma State University, talking with us about the grain stocks and the planting intentions report that was out on Friday morning from USDA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.